Welcome to Bhakti Pulse. The nature of the sound we listen to molds the character of our lives. Bhakti Pulse brings you the authentic transcendental mantras and wisdom of the Bhakti scriptures. These potent sounds bring full satisfaction to the self and awaken ecstatic love for Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the goal of human life.
Hi, I'm Vaisheshika Das. Welcome back to Bhakti Pulse. Have you ever heard the phrase, barking up the wrong tree? I've been hearing it since I was a kid, but I had never really given it much thought until recently. I was walking in my neighborhood park when I saw a small dog chasing after squirrels. One of the squirrels he was after ran up a tree and the dog came after it. However, the squirrel was so crafty that when the dog wasn't looking, the squirrel jumped from one tree to the one next to it. But the dog didn't see it. Meanwhile, at the bottom of the tree, the dog went crazy. He was barking wildly. And then I realized the meaning of barking up the wrong tree. It was comical. The dog was down there investing all its energy, thinking he really had something, looking up that tree, circling it, barking its little lungs out. Meanwhile, the squirrel was safe at home somewhere else. The dog completely missed the point. Barking up the wrong tree, it's an idiomatic expression in English. It's used to suggest that someone is mistaken in the pursuit or emphasis of something. This comes from the early 1800s in America, when people used to hunt with packs of dogs. They'd go after different kinds of wild prey, like raccoons. But the raccoons were smart, and they'd trick the dogs into believing they were up a certain tree, when in fact they had escaped. So after seeing the terrier wildly barking at the squirrel that wasn't there, I remembered how I've put energy into various causes in my life, only to find out later that the causes were empty. For example, when I was 12, someone offered me a job delivering newspapers, which I did very enthusiastically for about a week, until I found out that the company had no intention of paying me. The Bhagavad Gita points out that in a larger sense, we are barking up the wrong tree by considering the material world our home and investing our energies into making ourselves comfortable here. Here's a verse from the 8th chapter of Gita. Abhrama bhuvana loka punar avartino juna mamupetya tu kaunteya punar janma na vidyate. From the highest planet in the material world down to the lowest, all are places of misery, wherein repeated birth and death take place. But one who attains to my abode, O son of Kunti, never takes birth again. Why should I then put so much effort into being happy in the material world if it's a place of misery from top to bottom? Am I barking up the wrong tree here? Some people think that if the material world is devoid of happiness, there must be no happiness at all to be had here. But this is like a man after seeing a mirage of water in the desert, concluding that there's no water to be had anywhere. The Bhagavad Gita doesn't say this. It says that the happiness we're looking for may not be in the material world, but it is available through spiritual practice. Here's another verse from the Gita, 5:24. Yontasukuntararamas tatantar jyotirivaya sa yogi brahma nirvanam brahma bhuto digacchati. One whose happiness is within, who is active and rejoices within, and whose aim is inward, is actually the perfect mystic. He is liberated in the Supreme, and ultimately he attains the Supreme. I love the way this verse says that such a person's aim is inward. He's looking in the right place. So it's well known that at the time of death, people don't lament because they didn't spend enough time working at the office, making more money. No. They wish they had spent more time with loved ones and more advanced people. Think that I didn't take enough time to discover the real purpose of my life. That's why the Srimad Bhagavatam at 2.1.12 says, what is the value of a prolonged life which is wasted, inexperienced by years in this world? Better a moment of full consciousness, because that gives one a start in searching after his supreme interest. So instead of barking up the wrong tree, those who are interested in finding true happiness in life, take time to verify what is the most important cause to dedicate their lives to. According to the Vedas, the ancient books of wisdom that guide us spiritually, we are best served by looking toward the spiritual world. Asato ma sadgamaya, says the Vedas. Don't put your energy in illusion in the material world. Go towards the light, go towards the spiritual world. Attend to your higher self. Put your energy towards the spiritual world. Don't bark up the wrong tree trying to find happiness in the material world. Thank you very much for tuning in to this version of Bhakti Pulse. Have a fantastic day.
Bhakti Pulse is brought to you by ISKCON of Silicon Valley. To subscribe to Bhakti Pulse on WhatsApp, please save the following number to your WhatsApp contacts and send this message: sign me up. The number is 408-598-7291. That's 408-598-7291.